This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's hour two with the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a good day. Yes, I'm looking at you. And I thank you for listening to the broadcast here. Thanks. Home of the Cowboys. Home of the World Series champion Texas Rangers. We're now just a couple of weeks and a couple of days away from opening day right here on the Fan. It'll be an enchanted Thursday afternoon with the first pitch at 6:30. Cubbies will be in town. We'll be at the stadium partying with you in our Whataburger gear. Salute to Whataburger for sponsoring opening day here in the G-Bag Nation. A lot of football stuff going to be developing over the next couple of weeks. Probably by the time we get to phase three or four, Cowboys might make a couple of signings. Here's Woolchuck with what everybody else is doing on this very busy Monday.
It is a busy Monday, especially for some former Cowboys now, as we've got a couple that have found homes in Washington with our guy Dorrance Armstrong and Tyler Biotish. Congratulations to them. They've got themselves some fresh money, reuniting with Dan Quinn and the Commandos. And then Tony Pollard, right as the tampering period opened, Tony Pollard goes to the Tennessee Titans, baby, getting $8 million a year. So congratulations to Tony Pollard, to Dorrance Armstrong, and Tyler Biotish. We thank you for your service. And they got big money to go play elsewhere. And I'm assuming the Commandos will be talking to other former Cowboys. Like Jordan Lewis is being linked to them right now. Maybe they're interested in him. I think Dante Fowler is another one that makes a lot of sense. So probably not done there in Washington as Dan Quinn tries to take all the Cowboy cast-offs.
I'll ask this question to everybody but Eric. He's surprised that Pollard got $8 million.
A little bit. Yeah, I mean, I felt like $8 million was kind of the high, but I thought coming off of the injury, a little bit of the explosiveness not quite there last year did to me look like he was running better down the stretch. I thought maybe six for Tony, but good for him, man. Go get your bag from Tennessee.
I think that was about $4 million more than I thought he was going to get.
Yeah. I was definitely surprised how quickly he signed.
Thought he'd be about $4 million a year kind of deal.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, after last year's market for running backs being completely dried up, but it seems like there was the effect of last year you had the draft, which was historically dominant at the running back position in a lot of ways, and teams were willing to be like, hey, we don't need to spend money because we can draft a running back, and then I guess what? Not quite the same this year with the draft. Like, there's obviously some good running backs, but not as many.
The elite type of back.
Yeah, two first-round guys. There's a couple of second-round guys. And one of the really second-round guys is Brooks, Texas, hurt. But people are telling me that maybe that he's coming around sooner than later.
That's good.
So that was a positive thing I was hearing coming out of the combine.
We do have a couple of Giants that are leaving New York as well. So the Eagles gave Saquon Barkley big money. We talked about that in the open, so he's going to be a Giant, or going to be an Eagle from the Giants. Also, their free agent safety, Xavier McKinney, out of Alabama, he's now signing, we thought, maybe with
Green Bay. Yeah.
4 years, $68 million deal, $17 million per year with the Packers. David Mulligetta, his agent, also the agent of Micah Parsons, doing a good job of getting some money for his guy. Now, the Packers also signed Josh Jacobs earlier today, and they released Aaron Jones, and a team is already emerging as maybe being interested in Aaron Jones. That would be the Baltimore Ravens. So the Ravens certainly want to add a running back. I mean, they've been kind of linked to Derrick Henry, possibly. Some people thought maybe they'd try and go after Barkley or Jacobs, but Aaron Jones, who was a three-time 1,000-yard rusher, UT San Antonio, or UTEP, excuse me, has an opportunity. Maybe go with the Ravens. Could be a good fit.
Could be a good fit for sure. And Russini is reporting that Aaron Jones has a few suitors and things could be happening quickly. So maybe it is with Baltimore or who knows who. But that was not a name I think anybody expected to be available today.
Not at all. And certainly he's a Cowboy killer, but I don't know if the Cowboys are aware that he's even out there yet and available. Who knows?
Ahoy!
Jeffrey Okuda, South Grand Prairie's own, former top pick of the Detroit Lions. They traded him to Atlanta, where he had a pretty good year. He is going to the Houston Texans. One-year deal worth up to $6 million in max value, so that's with incentive. But this seems like the type of deal. Hometown kid, you don't know if you're going to have Stephon Gilmore back. Could you have gotten in on Jeffrey Okuda? I would have liked you to, but no, sir.
Or Jordan Lewis?
Over Okuda?
I'm just asking, which one would have better helped you?
Oh, I'd have taken Okuda all day.
Okay.
Bye-bye Jordan Lewis.
Okay.
But I've always been kind of felt that way. I think Jordan Lewis gritty as hell, coming back from that injury.
Jeff Okuda might be a guy I was way wrong about.
Well, he certainly hasn't lived up to expectations, but injuries have been a big part of that.
His health has been a problem, but I thought he was going to be
really good.
Yeah, like a gold jacket guy kind of one day.
Yeah. Bears brought in DeAndre Swift, three-year, $24 million deal. He gets a $4 million signing bonus. $14 million is fully guaranteed. $8.5 million over the first year, $16.5 million over two. Third year is basically a team option. So this essentially is like a two-year deal for DeAndre Swift there in Chicago.
That was funny to me, dude. That's basically how the proceedings started today, right?
Yeah,
it was the Bears with the first big splash.
Bears got a lot of cash.
They got a lot of cash, and that was not the position they needed. The Chicago Bears, they have Roschon Johnson and our friend of the show, thanks to the Super Bowl, Khalil Herbert.
Which to me, I think is good enough.
Yes.
I don't think you really need to add.
You're paying like $2 million for the position. Now you're going to go spend much more than that on DeAndre Swift, who had a really good offensive line in Philadelphia last year. Let's not forget that. And was like negative 0.03 yards per carryover expectation kind of guy. I don't know what it is. The Bears just continue to do goofy things,
Bears, man. Bears things. Bears going to bear, right? Bears also, apparently, they were thinking about moving out of their location in Chicago, move somewhere else and build a new stadium. They're not going to do that. They're essentially just going to build a new stadium right by Soldier Field. It's just south of where Soldier Field is. So good for them. I think this one is going to have a retractable roof. So they'll have the opportunity to have kind of the dome structure, maybe get themselves a Super Bowl there in Chicago with the Bears. That'll be kind of cool.
One less grass field maybe now.
Maybe. Yeah. I bet they could go to turf. We're trying to unite everybody at the same turf. I don't know.
We'll see if
that'll work for the Bears. Bengals, T. Higgins requested a trade. I don't know how much interest Cincinnati has in trading him, but there's been some people saying they could possibly net a first or a high second round pick for T. Higgins if indeed they do part with him. I don't know if they will. We have Russell Wilson gets that one-year deal that happened yesterday with the Steelers. And that's basically a veteran minimum deal. So good move for Pittsburgh. The Giants were hoping to get to.
Don't you think with Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh that he could have a last run? I mean, they almost had Pickett attempting half as many passes as the league average.
It's an upgrade.
In a lot of weeks.
It is.
So, you know, I think if you're going to put Russell Wilson back in that same situation, like, look, we're going to tell the other team we're running a lot. And when you drop back to pass, you should have a numbers advantage. I think Russell Wilson can absolutely thrive in that situation. Last year, 26-8, touchdowns to interceptions.
Sure.
I think the Steelers are a dark horse in the AFC after your top contenders.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they've upgraded there from Kenny Pickett to Russell Wilson. I don't think that Russell Wilson will ever again be the elite type of quarterback, but that's a team under Mike Tomlin. They've played with much worse of the position, and they're winning 9-10 games. Mm-hmm. You had Russell Wilson, who I think is at least a comparable NFL starter now, you know, average, maybe slightly above average. Yeah, they play good defense. They run the football. He likes to push the ball down the field. That's what Kenny Pickett was not doing. He's definitely a better fit, in my opinion. And the Giants wanted him, and the Steelers were so aggressive, the Giants didn't get a chance to get him.
$1.2 million is what the Steelers will be paying Russell Wilson. $38 million is what the Broncos will be paying.
It's amazing.
That's pretty good. I do think the deep ball, you know, down the sideline, Russell Wilson to George Pickens.
Could be good.
And that's a dude that catches everything.
Yep.
But there's... there's a couple of things. Arthur Smith is now the new play caller there, and he likes his quarterbacks throwing over the middle of the field a ton. And I'm seeing that Russell Wilson was as like anti-throwing over the middle of the field over the last couple of years. So that'll be a little bit of an adjustment. But he's 100% an upgrade over old Kenny Pickett.
No doubt. And it's funny because they tried to act like they were still so sold on Kenny Pickett. What they do, free agency.
Gosh,
opens.
Dude, I got fooled Russ, by that come? A little bit. I got
us?
Fooled. I was like, wow, they're really going in on Kenny Pickett.
That
here.
Ended up being a ball sack. Right
yeah, it
there.
Was.
That was not a football.
I mean, Wilson for two, Cousins for like what 40, and then you have Baker Mayfield at 30. There's three situations that have developed already. That if I'm the Cowboys and I heard about those, I'd be like, okay, trade Dak, and then we'll sign one of these guys.
Yeah, 3 for $100, $50 million guaranteed is the Baker deal.
I really agree with what Mike Bacsik was saying, and he has, you know, look, just at the last 20 years, there's only one guy that matches Dak's description that actually won the Super Bowl. It's guys on a rookie deal or Hall of Famers, and we've talked about it quite often, you know. But now the market is actually correcting to where these guys are going to get maybe what they're worth instead of what the market dictates or demands. And if you're not a Hall of Fame quarterback, I want to pay you half of what they're making, which is still an ass ton of money. $30 million, $35 million, and you give your team an extra $25 or $30 million to play with. I'm hoping the Cowboys are paying attention to how soft the market is becoming. And these non-all-pro quarterbacks are now going for very fair numbers when it comes to what you provide in terms of winning and losing your biggest games.
Kirk Cousins, man. Yeah. My gosh, he continues to just win these negotiations, though. $90 million is fully guaranteed at signing. He's got a $10 million injury guarantee.
Who is his agent, I wonder?
Becomes fully guaranteed next month. So it's a real $100 million he gets fully
I think
guaranteed.
It's the Mike McCartney guy or whatever.
It is. It's Mike McCartney.
That
yeah.
everybody thinks every, is Mike McCarthy, and they yeah, tweet at him yeah. every football Sunday, berating him for his inevitable poor decisions that he made.
Every time he's a free agent, that dude is just
it
crushing
is guaranteed,
with the
guaranteed
money.
Guaranteed money on this
he
guy.
He really is.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, Hall of Fame bag getter. I think it's like well over $300 million that he's been guaranteed in his career for Kirk Cousins.
Oh,
guaranteed.
It's awesome. John Runyon Jr. is signing with the Giants. He's leaving the Packers. 3 years, $30 million, according to Adam Schefter. So he gets essentially the same deal Biotis got.
Is there any team Commanders. That chases offensive linemen more than the Giants?
I would say no.
Then they use draft capital, they spend money, and they've yet to get that thing
they just
right.
swing and miss.
Swing and miss.
Swing and a miss. Dolphins linebacker Andrew Van Ginkle agreed on a 2-year deal with the Vikings for $20 million, including $14 million guaranteed.
Reuniting with his guy, Brian Flores.
Yes, he is leaving. He is reuniting, and it feels oh so darn good. Bryce Huff, who led the NFL in pressure rate last season with the Jets, is the newest member of the Philadelphia Eagles. He got himself a $51 million deal. It's amazing that the Eagles signed their quarterback. They're paying him, yet they're out here making some money moves and trying to improve their football team. What a foreign subject. Rams have agreed to terms with guard Jonah Jackson on a 3-year, $51 million deal, $34 million guaranteed. So that takes a hit from the Lions' offensive line.
I kind of felt like he was the worst one of the five.
Maybe they agreed, and that's why they said, you know what, you can go get overpaid somewhere else. But when I Rams him, in desperate need of line help.
No, they do. And late in the year, I thought the Rams were the first-round pick, by the way, this year.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like watching the Lions late in the year when the Cowboys were playing him, that he was the one guy that was a little bit of a liability. So maybe the Lions were okay with that.
Mitch Morse, we talked about him getting cut last week by the Bills.
I think that's a great move for
quickly
them.
Signed with Jacksonville. Yeah. 2-year, $10.5 million deal. That's about half of what Biotis got, and I think Morse is probably a better player.
I would take Morse every single day.
Get Mac Jones some protection.
Yeah, yeah, Mac Jones and Trevor Lawrence, that quarterback controversy. Now, if you missed it, yes, Mac Jones traded for a sixth-round pick.
Dude, when we get to camp battle season, Lawrence versus Mac is going to be awesome.
That's going to be fun. You also had Jerry Jeudy traded to the Browns from the Broncos over the weekend as well. And Deontay Johnson on the trade block.
Did you see that the Jeudy trade that Stink, you know, came out and said, Mark Schlereth came out and said, good riddance.
Crap in his helmet?
Yeah, good riddance. Like, you're a bum.
He doesn't
Dude,
seem very well liked.
Schlereth is Bible to me, bro. If he says it, it goes.
He goes, good riddance, you bum, basically. I probably shouldn't say bum, but
you
that's
bum.
No, I bet what Stink said.
That's kind of what he was saying.
Fletcher Cox has retired after a 12-year career. Goodbye. I gave everything I had. Said Fletcher Cox to Philly. So Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox, two Eagles that I did admire from afar as football players and people, but hated the team that they played for. Now no more. Don't have to worry about them twice a year. Brandon Graham, though, is going back one last ride with the Eagles in his 13th NFL season. So now I think the only two players still there from their Super Bowl team are Lane Johnson and Brandon Graham.
Well, and there's still the Nick Foles statue.
Yeah, well, that hangs around forever. Forever that'll be there. Yeah, we'll have that.
Legends.
Dude, so Jason Kelce really said what I thought he said?
Yeah.
During his
that was true.
During his like hour long retirement press conference,
I'm
like,
apparently he asked Nick Foles for permission. Like he talked to him and his wife was like, "Hey, do you mind if I sit drop this?" And they're like, "Hell yeah, you can drop it. It makes me look great."
That's epic, dude. Elliot Shore Parks. I mean, just not doing his job. We got to wait for Jason Kelce to confirm it years and years later during his way too long retirement speech.
It's unreal. Niners apparently very interested in Danielle Hunter. In fact, they could have signed him. I just haven't gotten that thing confirmed yet from enough sources to actually say that that's official.
But you've been working your phones. I respect the way you've been handling this trade. You've been still involved in the show. You know, you're still giving us your best.
Yeah.
But then you're wheeling and dealing. You're working the phones like Schefter over
there. I'm trying to make sure that everything, because today is like a big time ball sack day. Everyone wants to just try and put stuff out there. You need a double, triple check.
Good call. We meant to start the show with the PSA today.
Yeah,
just be on your P's and Q's, man.
You got to make sure you can confirm some of these signings, and I've seen Danielle Hunter being linked to San Francisco. I just have not had it confirmed.
Okay, I do have a couple of confirmations for you. The Packers, they are going to be signing Giants safety Xavier McKinney.
Okay, we mentioned that.
He's getting some bag, though, of $68 million.
Okay, so we got the numbers now. 68.
4 years, $68
million. It was $17 million, right?
Jeez, dude. That's pretty good cash right there.
I think you opened the show.
Did he open the show with it?
15 minutes ago now.
It's all right, dude. News travels.
It's all good. It's all good.
And then how about this one? Did you have this one? The Giants and Devin Singletary.
Oh, no, this is new. So Devin Singletary off the board. Did he get more money than we thought? I felt like he might. He played his way to a solid bag.
Yeah, I don't see money yet, but I do see that apparently with the Giants. Oh. So
they moved. They're replacing Bart. They upgraded the position.
Yeah, they're doing it. They're doing it right. I do wonder what he gets here. I don't see any numbers yet for Singletary.
I'm gonna guess 5 per year.
He was my one seed for if you could get a veteran running back on the cheap for the Cowboys.
Over to Zach Moss with me. Come on.
Yeah, I'll hop on that Moss train.
Well, hey, we're in on Deontay Foreman too, Dawson. I'm in on that. I think both those guys that we've put out there could be good moves. How about Arik Armstead going to be released by the Niners? Mm-hmm. Now that's obviously too much money. But if you were the Dallas Cowboys, wouldn't that be fun? Let's go ahead and let's get ourselves some Arik Armstead. I saw our buddy Brandon Laurie put out there, like, could that be a Charles Haley-like addition?
Yeah,
I think it'd be fun. I think anybody with a brain cell would say, yeah, let's try and do that. Let's make our defensive line competent again. But the Cowboys aren't going to do it because it's way too much money. But that's interesting, and I guess they're turning their sights on other defensive linemen. You also have Keenan Allen, Mike Williams. They're on the trade block. So is Joey Bosa and Khalil Mack, according to The Athletic.
Yeah.
As the Chargers are looking to try and
get rid of... I
think
that's the highest payroll of receivers is what they got going to the Chargers.
Oh, 16.5 for Singletary can get up to $19.5 million. It's a solid deal for Devin Singletary. And congratulations to Chris Jones. Over the weekend, he got a record 5-year deal, $160 million, $95 million guaranteed. That helped open the door for Christian Wilkins to get himself a big bag from the Raiders, $110 million. Now you got Wilkins and Max Crosby on the same defensive line, and you need it when you're in that division taking on some of those quarterbacks. So this news is fast and furious. We got new things happening every minute. We'll be diving in during this legal tampering period throughout the day. There's currently your news.
Did you get it all in?
Also, just want to make sure we get this in here. Xavier McKinney, Giants safety, now a Packer.
Holy crap, he's a Packer?
Pretty big money.
Do we have the numbers on that yet?
4 years,
is it,
I believe.
17?
17 per.
Damn it, I thought he was going to go to 20. I'm ticked.
PFS number one graded coverage safety as a free safety over the last couple of years. Xavier McKinney was not expecting to see that.
I didn't think that was true.
You take them with a grain of salt, though.
Well, congratulations to all involved, and thank you, Wolchuk, for the report. Now, coming up at 3:40, Chief's going to give you the best of the weekend. We do have some baseball stuff next, but... You know, something just occurred to me. I believe we are now hoping that the Cowboys do absolutely nothing over the next 6 weeks. I'll explain that next in the G-Bag Nation.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back, Nation. Gus Edwards, a runner we talked about in the first hour, is headed to the Chargers. That is the latest on NFL free agency. Hope you're having a great day. Thanks for making us part of it. Segment's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. That's 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to truckwreck.com. We are going to talk some Rangers baseball here with you in just a second. Take a look at the latest headlines. Out of surprise, who's getting accolades for kicking butt, taking names. Okay, I believe we are totally hoping for the Cowboys to do nothing in free agency of substance. Maybe a veteran linebacker league minimum. You know, maybe the equivalence of that in another spot or two. But number one, you want to protect your comp pick formula. And with losing Pollard and Biotish already for $8 and $10 million, that's probably another $4 and another $5 for next year at the very least, isn't it? Eagles are making a push. They get the runner in Barkley. They get the pass rusher Huff.
Yes.
Maybe they could win the division at 10 or 11 wins. I don't know. They're going to have to get Hurts healthy and find an answer at center. But it looks like the Eagles are more committed to fielding a division winner than the Cowboys are, at least at this point. Now, they're going to lose more. But if the Cowboys don't do anything in free agency, in my mind, they will take a big step towards getting under the cap in a comfortable way. They've created voidable years on Dak Prescott and Zach Martin's contracts that are a massive, massive chunk of money. And I do think cleaning up their cap is a two-year process. And maybe you can emerge from 2025 actually with a much cleaner slate, the majority of your dead money off the books. So then you could go about, you know, more aggressively building a team winner. But, you know, we give them heck for not being all in. Their version of all in was to give the guys that they had long-term deals and push a lot of that money into the future like other teams do with free agents they take off the street. Now, the difference is after other teams do that, they then look at their roster and address any weaknesses in additional free agent signings or trades. And the Cowboys like to leave gaping holes on their roster for some reason. Okay, but I think that's what we're hoping for. Then in the back half of this decade that we're in right now, maybe they could reopen the championship window. Every dollar spent now, I think, is going to prevent you from making a bigger run 26, 27, 28, one of those years. What do you guys think as far as what you're hoping to see? The truckwreck.com fan text is open. Based on what we know now, the Cowboys aren't going all in. They're not going to sign anybody that's an impact player. What would you like to see them do right now, guys?
I like what KMS said on Twitter, which is the Cowboys are going all inclusive in Cabo this week.
Very nice.
I thought that was pretty strong tweet there from our guy KMS.
You get the bevy package, the food.
If you're going to do a trip like that, you have to, and I've never actually done one of those, but I assume if you're doing a trip like that, resort style, whatever, you got to go all inclusive.
Nice.
Or the cruise, Walchuk, you got to go all inclusive, right?
You definitely got to get that drink package.
Yeah. The drink package for sure, but the food package, the whole nine, I think that's 100% the way to do it. But this is, it's disappointing that we're talking about, you know, getting the cap in order over the next 2 years, a 2 year cap process, when all we hear about is how they're trying to manage the cap. And it's not like we're having to manage over the next 2 years the salary cap, because they've just gone balls to the wall for the last couple of years. They've tried everything they could. Maybe they got to a Super Bowl. Heck, maybe they won a Super Bowl, or at least got to a conference title game. And we know, hey, they went all out. Now this is what we've earned. Now 2 years of trying to, you know, pick up the pieces a little bit. And that's not the case. You're still left here picking up the pieces, trying to figure out what your salary cap's going to look like, even though all the best you've got to show for it is a wild card victory.
Yes. Seasons like this are coming for you, so make the most out of the other ones. Well, Chuck, what would you like to see right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're probably going through what you're talking about, because at some point you do have to pay the piper. and they're still paying Ezekiel Elliott, right? So I do think, you know, that check you're going to have to pay, and you're going to have to write it, and they're doing that right now. The next 2 years, they're looking at a lot of dead money that has been backed up, and the issue is I don't think they're alone in this. I think we've talked about the Eagles having to go through a similar process. We've talked about the Rams. Was this going to happen to them? The Buccaneers for going all in. These teams kind of found a way to weather that storm, and then here they are, and they're diving right back into it. So I don't know that the Cowboys' method is really something that works, because I still wonder if even if they do this for 2 years, will they ever really be in a good position with the salary cap? Because that money is just going to convert over to most likely paying Dak, most likely paying CD, paying Micah Parsons, and then where are you? But, yay, the comp pick formula, they draft really well. That's their way of team building. They're probably thinking exactly like what you are right now.
Yeah, and you know, it's unfortunate. That's not the way that I would do it, but I think based on the situation they put themselves in, that's the best thing we can hope for. Now, the 309 says, go get Aaron Jones for the Cowboys. If you could tell me he's going to stay healthy and he's going to be playing for less than half of what he played for last year, I could sign off on that. Because I do think the path to success is having an amazing first and second round where you get a tackle and center that can both make the all-rookie team and then get two runners in here that could totally change your dynamics offensively. Now, you gotta ace the test. Like, you really gotta, you know, get some amazing players in here. But I think that's doable. You know, if you hit on your three offensive decisions with the assets that you're going to spend, it is possible that you could have one of the better running games, especially if you address how you scheme it up. You know, if all, I guess now I'm on to four things that got to happen in the same offseason. But what I'm saying doesn't have to be the case, because they still have enough good players on the team that they could make the playoffs as is. And if they crush the draft, then sure, you know, they could maybe make a run for it, especially in this NFC, to try to get to the Super Bowl. But assuming those things don't happen, I do think the best case scenario in next year is that they miss the playoffs, get a better draft pick, and continue on the path of a longer-term rebuild. Okay, our buddy Sean McFarland, Morning News, did some halfway spring training awards for you, G-Bag Nation. And this makes me bullish. It really does, as far as what this team could be capable of. You want the best hitter? It's no big surprise. It's freaking Wyatt Langford.
Heck yeah, it is.
Guy's still dialed in. Nothing changed over the weekend.
Bangford?
Yeah.
We going? Is that? Did we stick with
Bangford,
that?
Bangford, bang, bang.
Bang,
yeah,
bang.
We
bang,
did
bang.
Stick with it. Wolchuk tried to do bam, bam a couple of times last week. But we got that figured out.
Well, that's exciting, dude. I mean, every time I turn around, he had another dong ball this weekend.
He did.
And the numbers are pretty dang impressive. And I think he's playing his way onto the roster. Like, you're not going to be able to keep this guy. You're not going to be able to keep this guy down. If his bat is what we thought it was throughout this entire time, where he just crushed throughout the minors, and then he's picking up where he left off, there's no reason to leave him down. So this is awesome.
I do think they have an opening if he struggles at the plate in the next 2 weeks, because he lost two balls in the outfield over the course of four games. Between Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
That sun's getting in his eyeballs.
Yeah. Yeah, the
high sky.
Might be, you know, just a function of Arizona,
yeah.
Or it could be.
Oh, it's
you
a
know,
problem
sign.
Out there.
Yeah.
I was watching those games that were played in front of us. Those outfielders, they throw that glove up, even though they have glasses on, they can't find the ball. Mm-hmm. The sky, the way it is, that blue sky and stuff, it's tough.
Well, some of those homers, and Eric will make sure to tell you. That's definitely a spring training home run. That would only be a home run in maybe one big league park like Fenway or something that's a little bit shorter. But regardless, I think certainly with the Nathaniel Lowe injury, that's going to help Wyatt Langford's chances of being in that opening day roster as well.
If it's so easy to hit home runs, well, Chuck, why isn't anybody else hit more?
That's what I'm talking about.
Damn right. I mean, I think that dude, it doesn't matter the ballpark. He's going to be able to put him out of there.
Sharpest on the mound is your right-hander, Mark Church, the former high school shortstop turned pitcher on a bet from his teammate, has not allowed a run in seven Cactus League innings. Batters have hit just 0.48 against him. His fastball mid-90s, slider's been effective as a secondary offering. Reached AAA last season and is now a strong candidate to make the Rangers opening day roster. He's keeping his poise out there and throwing strikes, says Bochy. Really good spring for him. Rangers need a bullpen arm, and it looks like they got one there in Church. It's a huge pickup.
It is.
It's, you know, the teams that win the championship, they do stuff that, like, what the Rangers did last year with Evan Carter and what the Stars are doing right now with Stankoven. It's like, hey, guess what? Superstar. You know, hey, we're at the trade deadline. What are you going to get? Well, we're going to bring up a superstar, you know, from our minor league system, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
That's what the Astros did.
Better than any trade we could have made. We got better in-house options.
That's right.
Let's go.
Okay, guy who looks most ready for opening day is Eovaldi. He has been dealing 1.80 ERA, 5 strikeouts, and 2 Cactus League starts.
The velocity's been good for him, too. The last 2 starts he's had, got it up in the, I think he's touched like 97 and been around in the mid-90s with some of his stuff. So, yeah, good for him. I mean, they're going to need it for sure, but those starts are very, very encouraging, especially the velocity.
Speaking of encouraging, the 23-year-old Vanderbilt, former top 5 pick, Jack Leiter, he is trending in the right direction. Spent 2 different stints on the developmental list last year, reworked his mechanics, and now he says he's feeling good, more in control, more confident. Least encouraging development, Cole Wynn and Owen White.
Yeah.
Total jobbers. My goodness. Wynn allowed a 9.82 ERA with 15 combined hits and walks and 4 innings in surprise. White yielded a 9 ERA in 3 Cactus League innings. No, in 3 Cactus League outings, 6 innings, allowed 13 combined hits and runs. And they've both been optioned already. MVP of the non-roster invitees, first baseman Jared Walsh, 30-year-old, was an all-star in 21, career sidetracked when he got neurological symptoms. That's an interesting story, but he says slash 348, 423, 652 there in the Cactus League action, Brian.
Yeah, it seems like to be that him and Lowe are pretty much the same type of guy. So to me, that would mean with Lowe's injury, this is where Walsh definitely helps you out.
Yeah, and that could open the door like it happened with Janko and Leody last year.
And then the most interesting battle is the designated hitter, according to McFarland here in the morning news. And your candidates right now, Zeke Duran, Justin Foscue, Bang Bang, Wyatt Bangford, and Jared Walsh there. They've each performed well in the spring, so they do have good options. All righty, when we come back, G-Bag Nation. Chia Fala, where are we going?
Best of the weekend featuring Broadus's girls going down swinging yesterday in a big-time wanna-get-away moment next year in the nation.
Well, thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. As it's time now for Best of the Weekend, and here's your host, Eric Chiafalo.
Were you guys all aware that this was the Spring Forward weekend? Were you guys fully in tune with that?
Yeah, Brian, let us know.
About 75% in tune.
Caught me by surprise.
Yeah, yeah. I lived probably 30, 40 minutes Sunday not knowing the time change. And then I'm like, okay, here we are. We're back. This is that time of year. Is it worth it? I guess you get the sunlight, but then you wake up early this morning and it's dark. It's dark until like 7:30 in the morning. So I guess we'll take this. Is this what we want it to stay? Do we just want it to stay here?
This is nice.
This is the one that we want to keep forever.
I'm down to keep this one. This is fine.
This weather, this amount of sun, I would take this for sure. I would take this permanently.
Okay. Well,
I did so good in the fallback era, though.
Yeah.
That fallback era, I did so damn good, man. It was on my body clock. This is right. I mean, I don't know yet. This is only 1-2 days.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But, man, that last time, I feel like I had extra time.
Yes.
Right.
You know what I mean? I was like, ooh, I can do more.
Yeah. Well, you got 25 hours at least on one of those days, right? Yeah. And now on
that
this.
Must have been the day.
Yeah, must have been the day. But it takes, like, I feel sluggish. Like, for some reason, it takes at least a few days, I think, for me.
And when I left the house, it was hella cold, and it warmed up fast. Yeah. So I was like, oh, man, I got this goofy-ass sweater on for no reason.
Yes, it was chilly this morning, dude. Yeah. And that's what we're at now, where it's like you need the hoodie in the morning, and then you're looking for shorts and T-shirt by afternoon.
Yeah.
And then at nighttime?
Back to the hoodie.
Cold again.
Just wait about 3 months. It'll be 118 again.
That's what I don't want.
You have to enjoy this.
And you guys will be, like, we'll be walking out, and you know, the Ranger baseball will be on, that sun will be just blowing into your face.
Just be melting
face,
a lot.
Like, man, when are we going to Oxnard?
Get out of the heat a little bit.
Best of the weekend, I want to salute the facility at Money Graham Park for getting the fields cleaned up for us to continue in the DPL Summit. We had a lot of fun. The team we lost to that I told you about Friday, 4-1, they end up winning in the final 8-1.
Oh, wow.
So that was actually like a, hey, that's pretty cool. We kind of competed against
so
that
So do you feel
team.
Bad about yelling at your gals then?
Moral victory a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. On all accounts.
Definitely.
Good for your you, come man. On, ladies. Way to go, coach.
Come on, hey, ladies. What are we doing out here?
I'll have you know, I tore them up down 4-0 with 15 minutes to go in the second half. They go back in with 10 minutes to go, held possession, actually scored 4-1.
Sure.
So I know, actually, maybe the ends don't justify the means, but the means worked. They did.
Nice job, Vince Lombardi. Great job.
Thank you.
Seriously, man. Bravo. Yeah. Yesterday brought us high. I know you were locked in on your Lady Tigers versus the Lady Gamecocks.
That's a tough one to beat.
Yeah. You ain't kidding. Undefeated.
Yeah.
Lady basketball, South Carolina remains undefeated. They're SEC champions, and there was a little bit of a kerfuffle, a little tomfoolery.
Yeah.
And it got pretty dang physical. I mean, one of those girls got absolutely de-cleated.
Yeah.
One of your Tigers did. And then the brother of the girl who got de-cleated is jumping over the scorer's table and getting in the mix. I think he gets there and realizes,
wait a minute,
there's too much I can do here.
I'm not supposed to be here.
I need to go back to my chair.
Yeah.
Now, I'm trying to figure out what do we do suspension-wise for this guy, because it looks like he spent, the brother of Flauge Johnson spent the night in jail.
We couldn't bail him out?
Well, I mean, spent the night in jail. I don't know. He was taken to jail. And I believe he spent the night there, but nonetheless, I didn't know it was going to get to that. I just thought it was going to be one of these, hey, you're not allowed at the arena anymore kind of deals. You know, you're not allowed in any women's basketball arena for X amount of time or whatever.
For me, it would have been like, sir, you're under arrest. I'm Flauge Johnson's brother. I panicked. Yeah. Okay, go back to your seat. You know?
Yeah.
I
mean, yeah.
My sister just got, you know, she got
why is
hit.
This guy going to jail?
That's what I'm saying.
I was thinking maybe, hey, check swing on this. He jumped the scorer's table, but then he held up. You know, he didn't actually do anything once he got there.
I understand wanting to go and defend your sister.
And he seen how tall that Wookiee was. My man backed on up.
Yeah, okay. I don't. Yeah,
no, let me tell my sister to relax.
Sorry about that, Kamala.
Stay down.
I've wanted to hit her too.
Cardoso. Is the girl who looks like out there? She looks like she's 6'10".
Yeah,
she's a giant human being, and she runs up and she de-cleats the guard for LSU.
Yes.
And then I don't know. Is it fair for me to say, hey, Angel Reese, you are similar size of this girl. You should go have your teammates back there. You should be going to getting in her face a little bit.
She moonwalked. She's trying to stay in the game. You see her?
Yeah, she moonwalked.
She was trying to get smart on her part
because she would have then
I think she's afraid of broken bones and hands too. I think she's one of those.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
She didn't want to like take a swing at somebody and break a bone in her hand. By the way, her playing that's all her whole thing, her whole NIL stuff and all that, and all the media stuff she does is about her playing.
So it's a business decision.
It's a business decision. Yeah.
Okay.
And I feel like she could be targeted because of how last year ended with suspensions.
Yes.
I think she's one of those players now where they would come down extra hard on. So that was probably good restraint. But if you watch the montage of those two battling, they got major history.
Oh yeah!
You know?
Oh no! There's no.
She
love.
Does too go big. After. She goes toe to toe with her face to face.
They're pulling hair.
Yeah,
I see some pulling hair clips.
These two coaches don't like each other either. Too now.
Don Staley and Kim Mulkey.
Kim Mulkey.
Hey, can we get a charity boxing match between those two?
Let's get them on the undercard Mulkey. Of Mike Tyson and Jake Paul here at AT&T Stadium.
Yes,
this could be fun.
Why not?
Yeah. We're gonna go to that, right? We got to go see a Tyson.
I'm down to go. No doubt. That's on a bucket list for me.
Is it July 20th? Is that when we need to go?
No, Walchuk before the show was like, we got to go see a Jake Paul fight. But
especially this one, he might get KO'd.
Everybody wins here, you know? That is going to be a great week. We'll get to that later on in the program. But my gosh.
The face of boxing.
July in DFW. Here comes Paul versus Tyson. Get a little MLB All-Star week.
Yeah.
it's going to age us all very poorly, I imagine.
I've already aged.
You looking for that walk across the parking lot there?
Heck yeah, I am, dude. All-Star festivities will probably have a coldie in our hand at that point. It's going to feel like, I feel like we're going to have, not quite, but we'll be touching parade party vibes a little bit out there for All-Star week.
Are you with me on that? Are you going with me?
I'm with you on that.
Are you with me?
I'm hydrating now in preparation.
All right.
Opening day is going to be a hell of a...
Opening day.
Maybe a handle.
Opening day with Whataburger and company.
Yeah.
And championship banners and, man... That's very, very exciting. Okay, we're also excited because this is now, we're about to be March Madnessing. Here we go. This is championship
week.
Are we
excited about this?
I think so. I mean, March Madness. Listen, this is when you start caring. We'll probably mix in some bet payoff stuff. I don't know. I'm sure we still got a couple of payoffs that are owed by people
we're
in here. But
bet payoffs for the tournament. We're good on that.
But we better get to see our guy. Is this the greatest nickname ever? We did our sports nickname bracket a couple of years ago, Walchuk. But I think we might need to update the list here because our guy Cream.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, this dude for Indiana State.
He can ball,
and
man.
He
That's
loses.
Hilarious.
He loses. His team loses to Drake yesterday, and now we might not get to see this dude in the tournament.
They're going to put him in. Yeah.
They have to find a way to get this guy in there.
They get in there, and this is like 64 team.
It's the best story, I think, in college basketball. He looks like he could be the dude from Goonies growing up. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, they call that kid.
Oh my gosh. What did they call him? It's not Chunk. Are you talking about the guy who's actually...
No, I'm talking about the little guy. In their crew, who's kind of like dumpy, bad body style. I mean, this guy's running out there with those rec specs
and legit
like grandma blubber arms and like a legit pear body. And he's putting up like, 30 points a night.
He is, dude.
This is your classic college star who has no shot in the league.
Yes.
But has just enough of a unique, like, he's got T-Rex arms, but he's a hooper.
He's a hooper, man. He's a hooper. And he's big man on campus over there. Oh, yeah. Indiana State. This dude is just pulling, cleaning up left and right.
Is he more handsome than Larry Bird? That's the question.
Well, some are calling him Larry Blurred because of the goggle situation. I still like Cream better. I still think Cream is the one seed. Somehow, some way, NCAA figured out, let us get at least one game of Cream in during the madness.
It might be that play-in thing they do like in Cincinnati.
Whatever it is, whatever
it
takes.
That play-in game that they have.
Oh, baby, Gardner Minshew's taking his talents to Vegas. I don't know if Vegas can handle Gardner Minshew. He's a Raider, 2-year deal. That's amazing.
He's a residence now at the Rio.
Holy crap. Oh. Gardner Minshew in Vegas?
By sundown tonight, he will be wearing only a jock strap, and he will have a bottle of whiskey in his hand. He'll have a bandana and his aviator glasses on, and he will just be moseying up and down the strip. And he'll be fitting right in.
That's how he spells success.
That's right.
That's how you spell success.
He got good money, too. $25 million deal, $15 million guaranteed.
He wins games.
He's
the guy who lives in a bus and stuff. Like he's saving huge.
Absolutely.
We got to get to this sound here of Madonna. This was your childhood crush, right?
Oh, I love Brought Madonna. You guys are right about this guy on ESPN wearing the cardigan and the bad beard. How did he do this?
I don't know.
He's been on there for several years.
He's got a T-shirt and a cardigan on with a man bun and a Grizzly Adams beard. And they're like, hey, dude, go do our afternoon show.
Go interview Mel Kiper.
Field Yates must have called in sick.
I'm ready for this.
The homeless-looking dude on the screen.
I mean, I have jeans on for the second time post-pandemic. Second time in almost 4 years now.
Really throwing off.
Because I fell in love with the super casual lifestyle there for a couple of years living at home, and I refused to come off it. So hopefully this is the next step in that direction. I think this guy should be a trendsetter.
Yeah, shout out to him. He's a real tastemaker. What's his name again? The Dop?
Daniel Dop. Yeah, the Dop.
All right, here's Madonna at her concert over the weekend. This is an ultimate want-to-get-away moment.
Oh,
listen here as she calls someone out.
This is not good.
Calls someone out for sitting at her concert.
Check this drive with me. What are you doing sitting down over there? What are you doing sitting down? Oh, okay. Politically incorrect. Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, because the person she called out for sitting at her concert was in a wheelchair.
Ooh.
Want to get away?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
I'm very sorry.
That stings a little bit.
What's the political correctness to that, though? I think she totally used that phrase wrong, right?
She did, yeah. Okay. She was caught up in the air
Let's
on that one.
Let's be
firm and
She wanted to blame something other than herself.
Didn't mean to call you out for
that. Oh, it was a stupid political correctness that got me in trouble here, not my own ignorance.
And shout out to LeBron James, who I believe to be in the doghouse after his interaction with Jeannie Buss and apparently her friend sitting courtside. Did you guys see the video of him?
No.
You guys didn't see this?
Yes. No.
This is pretty amazing.
Yes.
You have LeBron James sitting courtside at a, you know, he's at the Lakers game. I guess he wasn't playing or whatever. And so Jeannie Buss is sitting there talking to him, her friend is, and they're being a little bit too touchy with them.
Yeah.
And he's like cracking some jokes. They're laughing. And it was all the buzz on Twitter over the weekend. It was just LeBron with the Riz. But he keeps his hands to himself. He's just chilling there, cracking some jokes. But, I mean, Jeannie Buss is sort of all over him here.
That was Kurt Rambis's wife, too, by the way.
Thank you.
There we go. So, she's known to be a little touchy.
Yeah,
is she?
She's a big fan of some of her players.
huge fan. Well, that'd be the one to be a fan of right there, I would imagine. But there were so many like Jesus Shuttlesworth memes going around that were looking like LeBron. I mean, kudos to him. He's sitting there. He's doing his thing. What is he supposed to do? I mean, he's just sitting there, and they're all over him. But then you see him the next day or whatever, and they're at his son's game in Savannah, and it doesn't seem like very happy. It looks like doghouse LeBron.
You guys following me?
I seen that photo with you and your little owner. Yeah.
So you got jokes, huh?
I seen your little girlfriend.
Yeah. Oh, you know he's getting all of that right now.
Thanks, Chief. A terrific best of the weekend in the books once again. We got the C-note coming up. Cowboys exodus continues. But what has happened so far in NFL free agency? We'll reset you on that at the top of the hour once again, because even more stuff is happening, and it's next in the Nation.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.